Chapter 23, Absorbing Yourself in Ultimate Love. It is not sufficient that the doctrine be great. The person must have a great attitude. A Tibetan saying. Now we turn to the most profound level of love and compassion, which is made possible by knowledge of the emptiness of inherent existence. Chandrakirti puts it this way: I offer homage to loving concern, viewing transmigrators as empty of inherent existence, though they appear to exist inherently, like a reflection of the moon in water. The reflection of the moon in clear, calm water appears to be the moon in every respect, but is not the moon in any respect, which is actually in the sky. This image symbolizes the appearance of I in all other phenomena as if they inherently exist. Though appearing to exist in their own right, they are empty of such. Like someone mistaking a reflection of the moon for the moon, we mistake the appearance of I and other phenomena for things that exist in their own right. You can use this metaphor as a way to develop insight into how we are unnecessarily drawn into suffering by assenting to false appearances, thereby falling prey to lust and hatred and all the actions that stem from them, accumulating karma and being born over and over again in a cycle of pain. This insight will stimulate profound love and compassion because you will vividly see how unnecessary all these ills are. Here, sentient beings are seen not only as suffering in a sixfold process like a bucket in a well, and as imbued with momentary impermanence like a shimmering reflection, but also as subject to the ignorance of going along with the false appearance of inherent existence. With this insight fresh in your mind, great love and compassion arise in you for all sentient beings. You feel close to them because they want happiness and not suffering, just as you do, and you feel the impact of their having been your closest friends over the course of countless lifetimes, sustaining you with kindness. To gain access to this depth of love and compassion, it is necessary first to understand that you yourself and other sentient beings are empty of inherent existence. Therefore, let us review the steps for realizing the final nature of I. Meditative reflection. 1. As you did earlier, bring the target of your reasoning, the inherently established I, to mind by remembering or imagining an obvious instance when you strongly believed in it. 2. Notice the ignorance that superimposes inherent existence and identify it. 3. Put particular emphasis on contemplating the fact that if such inherent establishment exists, the I and the mind-body complex would have to be either the same or different. 4. Then, forcefully contemplate the absurdity of assertions of the self and mind-body as either the same or different, seeing and feeling the impossibility of those assertions.
This ends Disc 5.